I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on Bridge House, a housing-first model for homelessness in the county. With me is Tom McKenna, manager of the mental health services at Lanark County Mental Health. Hi, Tom. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi there. Good morning. You're very welcome.
So how prevalent is homelessness in Lanark County and Smiths Falls?
Yeah, so homelessness in Lanark County and Smiths Falls, like many other regions, if not all regions across the country, is experiencing homelessness. Lanark County, the municipality, serves as the housing manager for the region. So they are ultimately responsible for managing homelessness in the county. They do operate what's called a by name list. And this is a sort of an active list of individuals and families, they call them households, who are experiencing homelessness. So this morning I was looking at their website. They do have some dashboards on their website for the by name list. And just recently in June 2025, there were 90 households on this list. So households meaning that could be an individual, but that could also mean a family. So there's 90 on the list currently. Not just dating back to January 2025, there were 57 households.
So it has increased quite a bit.
That's correct. Yeah.
Tom, does homelessness present itself differently in rural areas as opposed to, say, big cities?
Yes, absolutely. So in Lanark County, the county has a number of different housing and support options, individuals, but individuals, you know, they're not as contained or as visible, if you will, when you compare it to, say, downtown Ottawa. So it's a very visible challenge. When you look at Lanark County, you know, I hear stories about people living in old ice fishing shacks, sleeping outside in tents. There's also what we call hidden homelessness. So that could be couch surfing, going from a friend or a relative. But it's very unstable and it's very challenging to work on different goals, whether that's going back to work or school or rebuilding relationships when you're more worried about where you're going to be staying that night.
Right. Are we at a crisis point, do you think?
I would say it's like any other region in Canada. It's not looking good as you see the numbers continue to rise. You know, the cost of living as well continues to increase. So it's definitely a troubling trend.
So how does Bridge House fit into the housing first model in addressing homelessness?
Yeah. So like I said earlier, about a spectrum of options. So a good housing strategy, which the Lanark County does have, is a spectrum of options for individuals who are homeless, who are unhoused, who require support. The Bridge House is an option on that spectrum. We do embody or embed housing first principles within our model, but at the core of housing first, so actually traditional housing models require individuals to meet, they have prerequisites, so readiness criteria before being housed, whereas housing first removes that prerequisite. So individuals are housed immediately and supports are provided afterwards. So there's no situation where, like, you need to get a job before you're able to move in, or you need to make these improvements before you move in. Because as I said earlier, it's very difficult to accomplish those goals if you don't have a stable and safe place over your head. So, or a safe roof over your head. So we try and embody those principles as much as we can within our program. So those key principles are housing first and then providing wraparound supports, housing choice, individualized supports, a no wait list and a respect for client choice. So we do as best as we can to embed those principles in the work that we do. We know that we know that the Housing First is an effective model because it addresses the root causes of homelessness, such as mental health challenges, substance use, by providing ongoing supports. It's also a cost-effective method when you compare it to costs associated with the shelter systems, emergency rooms, and the justice system.
So, Tom,
It also,
sorry, go ahead.
improves outcomes. So when individuals are housed, they're in a better place to make positive changes in their life.
Right. I just can't imagine how stressful it must be to not have a secure place, right, to sleep at night. And that is the most pressing need. Now, I'm just wondering, you said before that other places maybe you have to have a job or there's some other criteria. What is the criteria then for Housing First? You just have to be on that name list that you mentioned, or what?
You need to be on the by name list, and to do that, you would just go to, if you're a recipient of social services, you would speak to your caseworker, or if you have a support worker, they could help you with getting on that list. But you would go to the Lanark County website, and then there's a by name list application on their
Okay.
website.
So talk for a minute about the facility itself. How many tenants, can it accommodate?
Yeah, so we have 22 individual units at the facility. It's a former long-term care residence, so it was really an ideal situation or an ideal setup. When you arrive at the Bridge House, so that's what we call it, there's some raised garden beds on the right, just at the entrance. So it has a nice sort of feel, albeit it's a program. We did want people to feel comfortable, and some of the participants have been growing vegetables and herbs and flowers, so it's a really nice way to enter the program. We do have a staff office in there. We also have on-site laundry that is, of course, free of charge for participants to use. In the units, they look a lot like a bachelor unit that you would see in the private market. So they're equipped with a full bathroom, a kitchenette, so a small sink, a small oven, and a small fridge. And then you go into the main living area, which is a room, and it has a small dining set, a TV, a lounge chair, and then a single bed. So
Mostly
it's
like a community sort of space, right? So they can socialize.
they so that every participant has their own unit, and that's very important, so they can go back to their unit. It's their unit. There's a lock on the door, and then we a lot of the individuals will spend time outside with one another.
Very nice. Now that is in the old Willowdale retirement residence,
At the
right? In
south
Smiths
end
Falls.
of Smith Falls,
Okay, across from the shopping mall. Is that where it is? Okay, great. So this is a traditional housing situation, right?
This is what we call a supportive housing
Not did I
situation.
say
So
traditional? I meant transitional.
transitional,
Yeah,
yes, that's
sorry.
correct.
Yeah.
When we look at, say, fidelity to the Housing First model, it would say permanent housing, whereas ours is transitional. However, what we have done is we haven't put timelines on one stay, but really when they're ready to move on, we will support them with that. So some
Good.
people have been in the program since its inception, and others have moved on to the private market.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about funding. Where does the money come from to run Bridge House, and how is the money used?
Yeah, so the entire program is funded by Lanark County through their homelessness response program. And that includes two full-time staff that are employed by Lanark County Mental Health. Those are called supportive housing case managers. So they're there 7 days a week. So they work a rotation shift, and they work with individuals to support them in whatever the individual's goals are. And we also do have that funding does include overnight security, just in case there's some challenges to keep everyone supported and safe throughout the evening.
Okay.
So
So
it does have the staffing and security money built into the funding. It also come like that does cover the rent for that section of the building. That also includes furnishing. So, we've had people just show up with a backpack,
oh,
and
right.
it's so they go into their units and they see there's, a kitchenette that is completely complete, and it has forks and knives and everything that would make it feel like home in there. So much so that at the beginning of the program, just news of the program, there's two groups in Lanark, the Lanark Quilters Guild and the Heart to Heart Quilts of Lanark County. They made a bunch of quilts for our participants.
Oh,
So
nice.
and it's just a nice token that people receive when they get to the Bridge House. And folks have said like it's nice to know that there are people out there who care about me.
Right,
So
very nice. You're obviously very closely then associated with the Lanark County Mental Health with Bridge House. So I'm just wondering from what you've said, I'm just wondering how often are mental health issues a factor then in those who are homeless?
there's a high prevalence. It's widely known that there's a high prevalence of so individuals experiencing homelessness experience mental health, and that could be from that could be through more organic causes to mental health, but it could also be situational traumas, for example, or the way in which they grew up.
Right.
So it's quite a broad spectrum of mental health challenges and severity as well for individuals who go into the Bridge House. However, we do have the staff on site, and when you're a client of Lanark County Mental Health, there are other support services that are able to come in and work with the individuals. For example, nurses. We have a psychiatrist. A psychiatrist has gone in there to support individuals, occupational therapists, social workers, and the list continues.
Right. You have 22 rooms right now, you said.
That's correct. Yeah.
Is there any room for expansion, both physically and
Yeah.
from a
Yeah.
funding point of
I
view as
mean,
well?
right now we're, there's certainly been a lot of successes at the Bridge House. But it's important to note that it's still like, I think we're about a year, we're over a year into it now, but the program is still new. There's ongoing learning that takes place every day. So we're really trying to focus on sort of delivering that care to individuals currently. We'd certainly be, I talked about a spectrum of options. I think it's important to look at all options for housing, and it really depends on the sort of the community needs and the available opportunities. But we'd certainly be open to enhancing supports for individuals experiencing homelessness, because it's important to remember that while the Bridge House may be really impactful for some people, it's not going to work for everyone. So it's important that there's a variety of options for folks in the community.
Okay. It sounds like a wonderful facility. And just before we go, so talking about the success then of Bridge House, it's still very young. It's only been a year. It's not a long time, but it sounds like it's really successful. What are the tenants saying, and how is the facility being received by the community?
Yeah, it's important to I do get asked this question a lot about the success, and it's important to note that success at the Bridge House, it can come in various shapes and sizes. And what might be a success for say you or I, or sorry, what success looks differently. So what may be a success for them may not be the same success for us, but it's important that we celebrate those successes. And I remember speaking with a resident who, when talking to him, I said, how's it going? What are the successes you are experiencing at the Bridge House? And he said to me, they're very small successes, like doing paperwork and applications for things. However, these were only hopes and dreams. Hopes and dreams before.
Nice.
So I wasn't able to accomplish any of these things when I was precariously housed, when I these were just dreams for me.
Right.
So it's important to remember that. But we do have a lot of folks working. We do have folks working or who have moved on to the private market, which is excellent. So they're living completely independently in the community. This is where, I'm a manager, so I like the data as well. So when you're a part of the program, you're participating
I just,
is a
we
form of,
lost you on that last sentence there,
oh,
Tom.
sorry. Yeah, so being part of the Bridge House, you're participating in what we call measurement-based care. So individuals need to complete surveys on a weekly basis, and this tracks client progress throughout their stay. So it measurement-based care supports with actionable insights, it improves in client engagement, and it just gives us a really we can hear, oh, I'm having a great day or things are going well, but it's really nice to see a trend in a survey to really show that things are improving.
Right.
And right now we have, so when you look at, for example, one of the things we track is therapeutic alliance. So this is the relationship between the client and the provider. And we have an 83% therapeutic alliance with the clients that we serve. And that would suggest, so the higher the score, the more positively impacted the treatment is, or the treatment outcomes. Additionally, so in this system, we assess a number of different things. So from traditional mental health symptoms, but we also assess activities of daily living. And for the average score improvement is 20%. So regardless of the assessment that individuals are completing while staying at the Bridge House, their scores are improving by 20%.
And that's
So
sounds really
yeah.
good.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's nice to hear that clients are doing well and feeling supported, but when it is backed up by the numbers, I think that's really important as well.
Well, Tom, I want to thank you very much for this today, for the update on Bridge House. It sounds like a great facility and well needed in our community as well. So thank you so much, Tom.
You're very welcome.
Tom McKenna is manager of the mental health services with Lanark County Mental Health. And that's your community spotlight on lanarkleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.